It is April, and it is National Poetry Month, but April also is the time for the Hummingbird Festival. And here from the U.S. Forest Service's Southeast Alaska Discovery Center is Leslie Swada to give us some details about some of the things that are happening during Hummingbird Festival. Good morning.
Good morning.
And things kicked off on April 1st with the gallery opening, correct?
Yes, that's correct. We had about 157 people from the community show up, and it was very successful. There were 102 artworks from around the state. We had several juvenile entries, right around 80, and just beautiful. So I hope people can show up. The exhibits are open from noon to 5 every Friday in April, and we are still free. We don't start charging admission until the 2nd of May. So people can come and enjoy the exhibits as well as the show, and it is really extraordinary, just beautiful.
Okay, and this is just Fridays, though, that the... That you're open, correct?
Right. Okay. In April. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's okay. Correct.
But you have a lot of other activities happening.
Yes. So we had our first bird walk last week, which was really great at Ward Lake. And we will have another one this weekend on Saturday at 8 a.m. And it will be Steve Heinel from Fish and Game. He's our resident bird expert in Ketchikan and actually in Alaska. And then Johnny Wills, who is our new wildlife biologist at the Ketchikan Misty Fjords Ranger District. And then finally, I will be there as well. We will have a spotting scope. And if you're interested, just bring binoculars and water and dress for the event. So 8 a.m. And I will meet just right there at the parking lot.
Okay. And do you, you have other events on Saturdays? Do you have more bird walks coming up?
Yes. So there's a bird walk on Creek Street with Jim Lewis, our famous bird photographer in Ketchikan.
Don't know how he does that. They just flit away before I can even look at them. So,
bird's food. That's how. No, he's an expert. So, and then we'll also have a drive along the south end of the Tongass Highway. So that'll be really nice as well. And that will be with Steve Heinel. So he'll be leading that. And then finally, we'll have Gravina. And so we'll go over on the early morning ferry and start there. And that's really spectacular because you can see lots of shorebirds that you don't really see around Ketchikan, and as well as huge flocks of geese and other migrants heading north. So it's really fun, really fun trip.
Okay. Are there other events planned? Sometimes you do have special programs or special things.
Yeah. We don't have any art activities for youth this year. We have the bird walks, and then we have the films, and then we also have our birding insights, which is, you know, an extended, you know, program of the Friday Night Insights. So those as well. And then tonight we have a screening called We Eat Fish. And so that's at 7 p.m. That's part of the festival as well. And so we have a person that's traveling around Alaska screening this film. So she chose Ketchikan as well, called us up, and I said, absolutely, you know, this will be part of the festival. And so that is presented by the Southeast Alaska Conservation Society. So I'm looking forward to that tonight. And then Friday night is the Community Food Alliance, and they are going to have a person from the USDA, and his name is Will Murray, and he's going to talk about gardening using the hoop type of gardening, you know, instead of a hot house, whatever. So
the hoop, I think, are they called hoop houses?
Yeah, and hoop houses.
And
yeah.
High tunnels, I believe.
High tunnels. Yeah. So he's going to talk about, you know, how to do that successfully in Southeast Alaska. A lot of people do that because we have so much rain. It's a great way to get really good vegetables and, you know, protect them from our challenging weather. So looking forward to that as well.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to mention?
Well, at the end of the Hummingbird Festival, we have two other programs. Steve Heinel will be giving Ketchikan migration. So basically the birds that migrate to Ketchikan. And then finally, the state will be giving their annual Breakfast with the Birds out at, I believe it's, let me just check.
It's in May, right?
Yeah, it's in May. It's May 7th. And it's at Totem Bight State Park. So that's going to be with Terry Hoyt and Mary Klawasik. So looking forward to that as well.
Okay, thanks very much. I look forward to seeing the art show and all of the birds traveling through. And I saw my first hummingbird about a week ago.
Oh, good.
It was flitting. It actually was flitting on an alder and kept landing on the alder so I could actually look at it.
Oh,
it's the
lovely.
First time ever. Usually they just zip away.
You just hear them.
Yeah. And once in a while I'll see them. But that was a treat. Okay. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Leslie Swada from the Southeast Alaska Discovery Center. Again, lots of events coming up for the Hummingbird Festival.